This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. Uncomfortable silence? You could always mention the weather or who won the game. Although to many people, those little pleasantries are no longer fashionable. Some would rather just say nothing than take a stab at saying something shallow, boring, or potentially offensive. In other words, making small talk. Ruth Graham is a regular Slate contributor, where she recently defended small talk as a crucial social lubricant and says if you're dismissing it, you're either no good at it or just not getting the point. Ruth, welcome back.
Thank you.
Beautiful now that it's spring, isn't it?
I know. How about this weather?
Well, it was something from the New York Times Modern Love column that really struck a nerve for you and put this all in perspective. What was it?
It was a column by an actuary in Boston. I think his name was Tim Boomer. I should give him credit for this, who was saying that he had banished small talk from his dating life. So even for first dates, he's just over it. He doesn't want to talk about commutes anymore. He doesn't want to talk about work, what we had for lunch, those kind of things. He wants to get right to the deep stuff. So asking questions like, what is your biggest regret? What's your biggest love on the first date? And just sort of diving right into the deep end on a date. I read that and I thought, oh, God, what a nightmare. That just sounds like my,
I would,
you know,
run
just
screaming.
Appalling. And part of it is like, I'm an old-fashioned girl. I don't want to tell you about my biggest regret on a first date. That's the kind of stuff you have to earn, that kind of intimacy, for me anyway. So that's what got me started thinking about all this.
So what's Tim Boomer missing?
Well, I think he's missing, first of all, I don't think small talk is going anywhere. So in a way, I'm not sure it needs my defense, because I think most people don't operate on that Tim Boomer immediate depth wavelength. But, you know, my feeling is small talk is, it's often dismissed as meaningless these days. And I don't think it's meaningless at all. I think that that is sort of missing the point. When you talk with someone, even about sort of surface level topics like the weather or sports, you're still learning a lot about them. So you're learning, are they funny? You know, are they optimistic? Are they surprising? Are they interesting? There's all sorts of things that small talk tells us about a person. So that's one thing. And I think this might not be so applicable in a first date setting, but more generally, small talk is sort of the stuff of shared culture. So when your plumber comes over, you are probably not going to ask your plumber what his biggest regret is, or about some sort of incredibly arcane, in-depth, you know, political topic that you're interested in, if you don't want to alienate him. You're going to talk about sports. You're going to talk about the weather. You're going to talk about, you know, maybe like the latest celebrity news or something. So it's the stuff we have in common in a culture that, you know, we're so divided politically, we're divided economically, we're divided culturally, and small talk is the stuff we have in common.
The disdain is not new by any means. I'm thinking of some of those, you know, sort of comedies of manners and drawing room comedies of the 19th century where they say, perhaps this is the moment where we say how many couples are in the room. You know, they're making fun of the idea of small talk. How long have people been resisting it?
Well, I mean, all the way back to biblical times, you know, the Bible condemns irreverent babble. And there's sort of, there's a lot of like anti-gossip, anti-idle chatter material, you know, going back, this is thousands of years now. The newer critiques of small talk are that it's a waste of time. So we're so productivity obsessed right now that there's this sense that like, let's just get to the meat of the matter. And, you know, again, I think that's a little bit misguided, although there's something true to it. I mean, small talk is, it's a little bit of like clearing your throat before you get to the real conversation, but that has to happen.
Maybe you've seen those lists on the internet of things that you shouldn't talk about with strangers, things that are unfashionable. Well, it seems to be a trend against small talk. Ruth Graham is with us. She's a regular Slate contributor, and she's not having it. She recently defended small talk as a crucial social lubricant. So you mentioned that, you know, we're a very productive society. We don't have time for these kind of incidentals or something. Why do you think it's become so popular recently to sort of resent or dislike small talk?
Right. So I think part of it is the productivity problem. I think there's also this sense that small talk can be offensive, which sounds strange because it's in a way, it's like designed to avoid getting us into offensive territory. But if you look online, there's this whole sort of genre of listicles right now that's like 87 things not to say to an atheist for fear of offending them. When I was pregnant last year, I was reading a lot of these lists of like things not to say to pregnant women. I saw one list that was like, don't say wow, because it's an implied critique of her size. And I just thought, boy, you know, people are just looking for things to talk about with each other. No one means harm. People just want to chat. And if you're reading so deeply into this for offense, which isn't to say that people don't say offensive things to each other and that there aren't certain, you know, that we shouldn't be sensitive to each other. But at the same time, most people are just trying to be nice.
But there is a real fear of saying something offensive to somebody else. And also, I think there are a lot of people with social anxieties about, you know, even trying to strike up that conversation. What do you say to them?
Well, I do want to be sensitive to that, and it's certainly a real phenomenon. The thing I would say in small talk's defense is that if chatting with a stranger is difficult or anxiety-producing, that chatting with a stranger about deep topics or about intense topics is going to be even worse. So, you know, small talk might not be fun, but it at least is sort of meant to stay on that surface level. It's meant to help people find things that they have in common or find things that they can agree on. And so I guess in that sense, small talk is better than the alternative.
So what are the benefits of being a good small talker?
Well, everyone loves a good small talker, whether or not they realize it. I think if you're in an enjoyable conversation with someone you just met at a party or a new coworker, I mean, you probably are conducting small talk with that person, whether or not, you know, if it feels natural, it might not feel like small talk. But a person that's able to just speak easily and in an entertaining, light way about sort of shared topics, obvious topics, I mean, that person is someone you want to be around.
So would you be like the holly-go-lightly at the party, flitting from one person to
the next? I could only hope. I aspire to be great at small talk. But it is, you know, it is a difficult, it's a skill, which also speaks to its importance.
So. Okay, so any tips for how to improve our small talk game?
Well, I don't believe in, like, think of five fascinating things to say before you go to the party, because that just gets so programmed and artificial sounding. But I don't think it's wrong to sort of, okay, think about, you know, if you, like, what are you going to talk about before you're heading into a small talk situation? I also think small talk is light, so you can easily pivot away from a conversation that's not working or pivot to a different topic. And if you get in a jam, you know, everyone loves to talk about themselves, so you just ask questions. You ask, you know, interesting, original questions, although not as intrusive as the modern love questions might be. But, you know, you ask good questions and you get a person talking about themselves. And if you're in a party, when in doubt, you can always excuse yourself to go get a drink.
Ruth, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Ruth Graham, she's a freelance writer based here in New Hampshire. She's a frequent Slate contributor, and that's where you can read her article, In Defense of Small Talk. There's a link posted at wordofmouthradio.org.